Proposal 48 was drafted by Sitka resident Brad Schaefer, who grew up in a shooting family that prized marksmanship and hand-loaded ammunition. Schaefer remains an avid hunter and outdoorsman. He knows firsthand that a .223 Full Metal Jacket bullet, while deadly, was simply not designed for use on deer or other Alaska big game. Schaefer learned his lesson on a beach in Nakwasina Sound in 1992 when he made a clean, killing shot at a Sitka blacktail at 65 yards.
But the animal didn't react other than it raised its head and looked at me. So I shot again. Then it did a little dance, and three bullets later I found out I'd put two through the lungs and one through the abdominal region. The first shot was terminal.
A .223 Full Metal Jacket is a sliver of stainless steel, not much bigger than the plastic tip of a ballpoint pen. Various calibers of the Full Metal Jacket have been in use since the early 20th century, following the banning of soft-tipped lead bullets in warfare by the Hague Convention. Soft-tipped or hollow-point bullets expand on impact and deliver a massive and, ideally, instantly lethal shock to a game animal. Schaefer's 1992 Full Metal Jacket shot went right through the deer on Nakwasina Beach. Had the animal fled into the woods, it would have left no blood trail and could have traveled miles before finally expiring. Schaefer considers himself an ethical hunter and would have made exhaustive efforts to recover the wounded deer had it fled. But, unfortunately, not everyone else would.
That same winter was the first time I experienced walking beaches and finding beautiful mature animals dead where people, it appeared literally right on the beach line, people had shot, did not go in to the beach, investigate and find their animal. And in one part of Cat Leanne there were four dead deer in less than a mile.
The shooting public has changed. We have hunters and then we have people who like to shoot.
Former Speaker of the House Ben Grusendorf sits on the Board of Game.
And sometimes the shooters also get involved in shooting at a live animal. Of course, they have the necessary tags and the licenses to do it. And that's where some of our problem comes in.
According to officials at the Department of Fish and Game, most states already ban the .223 Full Metal Jacket for all big game, though some western states allow its use for what are still known as varmints, animals like coyotes and prairie dogs killed for purposes other than to salvage the meat for food. The .223 Full Metal Jacket is typically fired from a semi-automatic rifle, unlike the single-shot bolt or lever-action rifles more common to hunting. Until recently, it was relatively inexpensive compared to the large-caliber hunting rounds. It is usually sold in bulk on boxes that often are printed with labeling that says, "Not for hunting purposes." Although Brad Schaefer's proposal to ban the .223 covered only southeast Alaska, Grusendorf says the wanton slaughter of over 100 caribou near Point Hope on Alaska's North Slope in July was not far from his and other board members' minds as they amended Schaefer's proposal to cover all of Alaska plus other calibers.
Well, upon investigation, it was .223s. And what happens with the user of a .223... You're shooting, that's what you're doing. You're not picking your shot as you would with a different caliber rifle. And you're just spitting out stuff.
Grusendorf proposed the amendment, but says he's going to back away from the ban on Full Metal Jacket in calibers other than .223, which in some cases can have appropriate hunting applications. The .223 itself, in other configurations like the soft and hollow point, will also continue to have viable hunting applications. Bert Stromquist, owner of Orion Sporting Goods in Sitka, says he stocks Softpoint .223 with his other hunting cartridges. The .223 Full Metal Jacket, which he sells a lot of, he shelves with his pistol and target cartridges. Stromquist says he has no qualms about educating customers about the appropriate use of the Full Metal Jacket. If you buy them from a reputable shop, says Stromquist, you'll get an education. He adds, it's unethical to use them on a big game animal. The exception might be marine mammal hunting, which is regulated by the federal government rather than the state. Brad Schaefer says he's heard that the .223 Full Metal Jacket is the preferred round of many seal hunters for the very reasons it's bad for terrestrial game. The shock is minimal, the instantly fatal head wound is small, and the animal remains floating long enough to be recovered. Schaefer says that knowing his own limitations and the limitations of his firearm is the responsibility of a hunter, regardless of whether the Board of Game takes his proposed ban on 223 full metal jacket to the rest of the state.
Living in Alaska, where we're in brown bear country, and you know, you'll hear this from me in different fashions, firearms and calibers are like tools. You got to have the right tool for the right job.
The Board of Game will take up Schaefer's proposal, along with other proposals specific to South Central and Southwest Alaska, at its spring meeting in Anchorage beginning on February 27. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.